little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Good trainees can easily pass these cases. You know, when I did it, most of the cases I could finish in 8 minutes or less. It's not that difficult. If we made it that difficult, not enough people would pass it. So what tends to happen is that it's not that they're not doing it right, it's just they're trying too hard to add in all the other things and then they're running out of time.
So you said right at the very beginning there were two main things that they were failing on. Mostly they were spending too much time with data gathering.
Yeah.
And also the examinations were too thorough.
Well, no, they're not failing on that. They're failing on the fact that they're spending too long examining patients. And that's a problem area, you know. And one of the things we're testing in the CSA is to see whether you can consult efficiently and effectively. Because that's what makes a good doctor. Now, good candidates will be able to do that. You don't have to be able to do that to a high level to pass the exam, but if you don't do it well, you're going to end probably failing because you're going to run out of time.
So we're starting as trainers to get a better idea of how to guide our trainees to not spend so much time on the data gathering. And that comes fairly easily to most of us now, so we're working on that. But I think all of us probably struggle to stop them from doing too much examination, and it would be helpful to be able to do that better ourselves, be able to tell them these are the things we need to do.
Well, then you can, the hooks that you can do that are, they know that they can only consult the 10 minutes in the CSA. So that's a big thing hanging over them. It's only an afternoon night or a morning, but you know, they know that they need to be relatively efficient in 10-minute consultations. And so the best thing we can do is what I said at the beginning, which is give them 10-minute consultations so they have a feel for that. Then they'll say to you, I have trouble keeping to 10 minutes. And you say, well, why do you have trouble? Let's have a look. And when you look, you will see that they spend too long in data gathering. Now, you know, some of the things I say are controversial, I know, because they're not necessarily Royal College stuff and everything else, but I do have an awful lot of experience of failed candidates and the patterns. I know before I do a session with failed candidates what the problems are going to be. Some of it's going to be language, some of it's going to be about ICE, most of it's going to be about spending too long in data gathering, and a lot of it's for the more, well, you see, I don't get the higher level ones, which are shared understanding, shared management ones. It's mainly that they never get there because they're so busy doing the bills. And so it gives you a good entry as a trainer into helping them, because you can watch them on video, you can stop the video, you can take a case-based discussion and say, you know, let's look at your decision-making. Was that really important? How are you going to decide which bits are important? And as soon as somebody starts to think like that, they begin to think a little bit more sensibly about that whole concept of me saying, if you're only allowed to ask this patient 3 questions, what will they be? If you're only allowed to touch this patient in 2 or 3 areas, which areas are they and why? Justify it to me. Now, that's a game that we'll play, but it's a very useful game, because it does make people think about which bits of information help with their decision-making versus which bits you've learned when you're at medical school versus which bits are actually part of building a relationship and reassuring patients that you're being a good doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.